Bar Chat.
British Bar Chat.
So the other day I heard this English bloke trying to speak French to maybe an exchange student that was with him, and his accent was terrible. I'm not the best in French. I can't remember much French. His accent just sounded terrible and it didn't sound correct at all.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know when I speak languages, I know I have an accent, but I don't think that some people don't seem to care that their accent sounds really, really bad.
It's like they want people to know their English or British trying to speak another language.
I mean, I think I know people tell me I do have an accent when I speak, but I don't think I have one of those really, really obvious ones that some people, they maybe know the words, but they just don't care, do they, what their accent sounds.
No, they just keep going, I think, in the hope that somebody will turn around and just speak to them in English.
Yeah. But it's good that they try. I mean, some people don't even try, do they?
Yeah, they just shout or raise their voices.
Yeah. I mean, I lived in France for a bit, and there were people, English people living there, who'd been there for like 20 years, and they never bothered to learn the language.
But how did they cope with their day-to-day life?
Well, they were in like a village where there were other English people, and they just got other people to speak English. But it's, some people, they're just not interested in it.
No, they don't.
It's just a bit arrogant, isn't it?
I think it comes from school, because if you're not encouraged at school, if you have no interest in learning language at school, it's boring, you don't like your teacher, then you don't care. And language exchanges.
Yeah, but I mean, to live in a country and not bother to try and learn a language is a bit...
That's bad. If you move to a country, for me, you move to experience the other culture as well.
Exactly.
And if you're only speaking English, it's a little Britain inside the country.
Exactly.